There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This podcast is about sex. If you're faint-hearted or easily offended, you might not want to listen, but you should. Join me, Tracy Cox, and Kelsey Chittick as we share honest and real sex advice on this award-winning podcast.
Tracy is an international sex educator and author of lots of books about sex and relationships.
Kelsey is a podcaster, comedian, and author who is getting out of her comfort zone both in the bedroom and in these conversations.
Each week, we answer three anonymous sex and relationship questions sent in by you, our listeners. And nothing is off limits. Here's Sex Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Sex Talk. We are excited because we've got great questions today. How are you doing, Tracy?
I'm good. I'm enjoying the questions as well. I think they're great this week.
Yeah, I think all of them have something that I need to learn from, so I'm ready to get started. All right, guys, first question. I have my best orgasms using my wand vibrator. My old boyfriend didn't have an issue with using it in bed with us, though he was the first man I've ever used it with. Now I'm with someone new, about 2 months in, and I want to bring it up. Any hints on what to say? My previous boyfriend was the one to suggest it last time.
I have not any hints, but I have a whole process worked out for this one because it's a question that I get asked so often. So I've written about it a lot in all of my books. Now, we have come a long way with men and vibrators. 68% of men now say they're not threatened by a vibrator because they were. It was always like thought of as a replacement. 59% are happy to use them in bed, but only 30% of couples actually do. So that's still not many couples using the most reliable way to give a woman an orgasm. Now, the more confident he is, the more likely he's going to be to accept you know, that a vibrator is going to do more than any sort of part of him is ever going to do. So it helps if he's sort of sexually savvy and experienced and confident. But my answer to this always depends on one question. How honest have you been about your orgasms? Because if he's used to giving you extra clitoral stimulation with his fingers and stuff like that, he's not exactly going to gasp with astonishment at you suggesting bringing a vibrator in if he knows that you need clitoral stimulation. But if you faked it, or if you don't even admit that you can't have an orgasm through penetration or whatever, he's going to be completely perplexed as to why you want to turn the twosome into a threesome. So you need to have come clean. You really do need to have been honest about your orgasms. If you haven't, you need to have a little bit of a sort of chill out talk about it and just say, look, you know, by the way, you know, I use a vibrator and I masturbate with it. And it's just so much easier to orgasm that way. And it's because of the clitoris and it responds well to vibration. If you don't want to come clean, you could pretend and say something like, when you talk about having, the first step is, in case you haven't got it, the first step is to make sure that he knows that you use a vibrator to masturbate. That's the first step. The second step, if you don't want to be honest that you need extra clitoral stimulation, is to say, hey, I wonder what it would be like to have you inside me and to have a vibrator orgasm while you're inside me. Like, so a different kind of orgasm. So that's the way you get around that one. The next crucial thing to check is what type of vibrator do you have? Because you're not going to be pulling out a big old rabbit, please. That is going to make him run for the hills.
The one you sent me is the size of a bat.
I didn't send you a rabbit. I sent you a wand vibrator.
I love it. It's so big. It's the size of my forearm and I love it. But I'm like, can you imagine bringing that out and being like, if you don't mind, I'm going to bring this guy to the show also.
No, also, but this is my point. She's got a wand vibrator. Now, wand vibrators look like a big microphone, don't they? They look like you're about to do some karaoke. They're massive.
Massive.
And when men first see them, because most men think they go inside, they don't. They are for the outside, external stimulation only. So I honestly wouldn't be dragging out my wand vibrator the first time. I'd be starting off with a little bullet.
Which barely works compared to once you've been with the wand, you don't want to go with the little guy.
No. My Super Sex Bullet is one of the best sellers. It is so strong and powerful. It is bloody fantastic. Little bullets, because they're tiny and they're made of metal, they really do pack a punch. They're quite good, but wand vibrators are my favorite as well. But a little bullet or a little pebble size clitoral vibrator, something that doesn't look like a penis.
Right.
But if you love your wand, which we all do, you're going to have to show him the vibrator before you get it out in bed and say, by the way, this actually doubles up as a back massager. It is not to be inserted, because otherwise the poor guy is going to just die. I showed my brother one once as part of, you know, me designing sex toys and stuff. And he was like, oh my God, the hell is that?
I always worry that if somebody found it under my bed or wherever it is, they'd be like, what in God's name? It's the size of like a leaf blower, you know?
It's huge.
It is absolutely huge. Mind-blowing. And people love them because they do
double vibration. It does vibration going down and vibration going across, which is why it's just that intense feeling. So the vibrator that you're going to drag out of the bedside drawer is very, very important.
Yeah.
Now, so once it's planted in it, so you cannot just go in bed, hey, can we just bring my vibrator in? Unless he's very sexually confident, then you could do that. But if he's not, you do need to have these little preparation steps. So make sure he knows that, you know, that you masturbate with a vibrator, you find it easy to have an orgasm with a vibrator, and you've got the right vibrator to drag out of the drawer. And then if you're confident, like I said, and you're sort of with somebody who you think's confident, you could just bring it out and say, you know, hey, remember I told you I use my vibrator. Do you want to use it on me? Or, you know, like, I know you like to watch. Do you want to watch me use it on myself? That's confident person talk. If you're not confident, you could say, hey, you know, I told you I use a vibrator. Well, sometimes, you know, it's really easy. It's probably the easiest way for me to orgasm. So sometimes when I just miss the moment, or, you know, I'm a bit drunk or too stressed or something, how about, you know, we bring it in at the last moment, just because it really will help me sort of get over the edge. So you put it like that. Now, if he uses his hand on you during penetration, it's pretty easy to then just say, look, I know your hand gets really tired. Why don't we bring this lovely big wand vibrator to bed, which certainly won't get slipping out of your fingers, because your hand gets tired and it's much easier for you. So that's how I would do it. All these other books, sex books, they often talk about how to make the vibrator his friend and use it on him. Men hate vibrators on their penises. They hate it. It's just alien. You need something fleshy, and the penis is not fleshy. Mm. It's quite good to hold on the side of your cheek while you're giving him oral sex. That can feel quite nice.
That's something new I've never heard of. So you take the microphone.
Or hold it on the perineum.
You put the microphone next to your cheek, and then you give him a blowjob. This is something.
Your teeth might be chattering a bit.
Yeah.
No, it works. It's quite good. It's a very interesting feeling. It can feel a bit weird for the person doing it, having it on your teeth. And also on the perineum, if you hold it quite firmly between the, you know, his bottom and the base of his penis, that can feel quite nice as well. But anyway, that's my little process that you need to go through.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a lot to add. I always separated the two. I always had my vibrator was for me, and then sex was sex. And we, you know, I didn't, I don't know why, but I always have this idea, and I'm not a sex expert, obviously, but I always felt like I didn't want to have the vibrator in all situations, because then I was afraid that I would just always love the vibrator.
Only ever be able to orgasm with vibration. And that's a very good point, Kelsey. It is a good point. But some women can't orgasm any other way. They really can't.
And so sometimes I think what I would love, and this is a whole nother discussion for another day, is that if we just were okay with not having orgasms, if the men were okay with us not having it, and we were okay with not having it, because it does take the fun away when you feel like that has to happen. And some days you're just not into it. And so I remember being like, I don't want him to get used to having to have an orgasm every time we have sex, whether it be with a vibrator or with him. I wanted it to be a place where we could just have sex and enjoy connecting with each other.
I agree with you completely.
I just say, talk to him. I mean, I do think guys are so much more aware of it than they used to be. I think that most people, and if you want to have an orgasm every time and that's how you do it, most guys are pretty happy that you want to do it. So.
Do you know, I was just thinking then, some of the best sex I've ever had did not include an orgasm.
100%.
Yeah. And then I could fantasize about it later and bring myself to orgasm very easily with the vibrator.
100%.
So often the orgasms don't happen at the time.
And I think if you're always going for the end goal, you miss the whole journey there. And that's the spiritual lesson from Kelsey Chittick on Sex Talk.
It's a very good lesson.
It's not about the end game. It's so I think about that all the time now. Like what a different perspective I have on what makes good sex. And an orgasm's great, but that is so rare to have this mind-blowing thing with somebody. It happens sometimes, but the rest of it is it's all the stuff up to it. So do whatever you want to do, my friend. All right. Next question.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I've been to hell and back in my marriage. My partner confessed to having a 3-month affair with a woman at his work. We've been to therapy and have decided to work through it, but we haven't had sex since I found out about her. Anytime I get a sexual thought, an image of him with her squashes it. That's all I see, him with someone else. How do I get past this and enjoy sex again?
Right. Why don't you go first on this one?
Well, the first thing is, I'm sorry that happened. I know that stinks. And I think for me, time is basically the healer of all things. I think that if you are just coming out of this and it's going to be in your mind, I don't know what you can do except if it's worth it and you trust him that it was only 3 months and you trust him that it's over and all of that, then you just wait until you stop hating him. And that takes time, and it takes it. Over time, you start to see him try, you understand maybe what got him there or what you guys need to work on or what you want to be different about. But I just think there's nothing you can do except decide that you want to stay with this man, and then you fight for that relationship. And so the thoughts are going to be there for a while. He's going to have to deal with it. He's going to have to deal with the fact that you're sad about it or mad about it because he made a choice. And you know, in a year, you'll see like, okay, I've forgiven some of it. Some of the just sting goes away with time. That's anything hard in life. You think like, I'll never, ever, ever be able to get through this, but you do. So there's no secret to it. But hopefully that whatever the affair was about, you guys have been able to talk about and figured out how you got there and what needs to happen moving forward. So maybe one day you'll look back and be like, I hated it, but it was a blessing because we're here.
Can be like that. I think the other thing with all this is that even if an affair isn't about sex, which it often isn't, it feels like it's about sex because that's the only thing that you don't do with anybody else. Yeah. So that's yours. That's your thing. And I think that forgiveness happens in the brain first, and intellectually we forgive and we understand and they've sat there in their therapy sessions. But I think the body and the heart take a little bit of time to catch up. And I think that's what's happening here. And sex is so primitive. Like if your partner's done something awful, you don't want to look at them, do you? Sex is, they're there right in front of you. It's, you know, the time to start sex again is when you can look each other in the eyes without wanting to smack him in the face, which, as Kelsey said, could take a long time. The other thing I think is that everybody knows that affair sex is hot because it's hotter than the sex you're going to be having than you as a married person because it's new. Doesn't mean it's better. Doesn't mean that they're better or a better lover or anything. It just means that it was new. So I think you have to get that image of it being better sex out of your head to it was new because there's a big difference there. Personally, I think you're better off leaning into having these reruns of videos in your head than you are trying to fight it, because as we've talked about before on the podcast, I think the more you try and fight it, the more it's just going to come up in your head. So I would just let them run out. There's a sort of school of thought that says ask questions and it will help you get rid of that video that runs in the head, because you know you'll understand what actually happened as opposed to what you think, and the sex might not be as good. But then say you ask questions and he says, yeah, actually, she was absolutely fantastic. And you know what? One of my friends asked questions. And what irked her the most was that they had a cup of tea afterward and had a bit of a chat. Yeah, she didn't like that. Mm-hmm. And Esther Perel says, asking questions is like death by a thousand cuts. Like, do you really want to know the detail? And men are a bit stupid with things like this. And women, they blurt out stuff and they can get a bit boasty.
Why would he say, and then after we did that, we just sat and stared into each other's eyes and drank tea? Like, what men are so...
I think she said, what did you do then?
He said, we drank tea. Why would you tell her?
I don't know.
He's like, we held hands and gazed in each other's eyes. Oops.
Oh, sorry about that.
Sorry, I meant we just walked away.
Yeah. And I just hated it. And I hated myself. That's what he should have said. But I mean, some people have great sex after an affair because it reminds them of, you know, their partner's attractive and the distance is there again. But most people don't like it after, you know, because they hurt. So you're going the right direction. So you need to work through why, which you're doing through therapy. It's the right time to start it again is when it's less bad person, good person. And instead it's like this thing happened to us. And as a team, we're going to fix it. You need to be able to look each other in the eyes. You need to start with cuddling. And we talked about this before, the Sensate Focus program, which is just where you lie there and you stroke each other, which I think that would be just desperately sad, but everybody else seems to recommend this, but I just think that would be desperately sad. To me, I would just get on with it and actually go for the primitive, just getting on with it. And so then you've sort of got past that hurdle, if you know what I mean. So two ways of doing this. And also, don't worry if he can't get an erection or can't have an orgasm. Don't take that as, oh my God, I'm not as hot as she was or whatever. It's just stressful. It's just so stressful and anxious for both of you, not just you, him as well. So if it does all just become so stressful and it doesn't get better with time, take yourselves off to see a sex therapist. I mean, I don't know whether this therapist is a therapist, sex therapist, but she will know somebody if she can't help with it as well.
Good luck.
Painful.
It just all stinks. There's just some things in life that are so hard and you go like, how do we get through it? But time does. Time will figure it out.
People do though. And yeah, she has to get through it because otherwise they're just going to be friends.
Exactly. So, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Last question. This is great. Okay. I love 69ers, but I'm often end up unsatisfied. Seems to me like one person always misses out, usually me. My partner is more interested with what I'm doing to him and loses interest in stimulating me. It can also be uncomfortable. Any suggestions on how to make 69 a bit more satisfying?
Yes. Have you done a 69er yet?
Listen, I am a well-known sex therapist. Friend of a sex. I think 69, I have since I was in college when I started the 69 and when we were taught the 69, when men would and boys would ask us to do the 69.
Do you call it 69, not 69er?
No, like a 69. I wouldn't put an er on it. I wouldn't be like a 69ers. No. I'd just be like, we did a 69. I don't know.
Right, okay.
All I know is from the beginning, my gut said, there's no reason to be doing both of this at the same time. I actually said that to the last person I was with. I was like, where is this fun? Like, why Why are we in this position?
Because it's the concept of giving and receiving at the same time. In theory, it sounds great.
It seems like too much going on, too much stimulation. I don't know if I'm doing or getting or getting or doing. And there's just sensations, too many sensations. Everyone's in different spots that I don't really want my head in for a long time on either side. It just feels very muzzled because of the position. And it just feels like while you're trying, you have to focus on two things. It's like juggling. You know, yeah. I'm like, wait, am I doing it or am I feeling it? Am I doing it or am I feeling it? And so for me, it's not my jam. So just anybody out there.
I think everybody, I mean, the concept's great. The reality is that I think people get off on the idea of it more than the reality of it, than the technique of it, because it is very primitive and people quite like that. I think men are more relaxed with it because they're more used, they're less squeamish in a sense, and they more comfortable with bottoms being up against noses and things like that.
Yeah, that's a no for me. Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is, I mean, and it always happens. If one person's doing something to you and suddenly you're about to orgasm, you stop. Everybody does. And then, you know, and because men probably orgasm quicker than women, well, they do. It's her that misses out because then, you know, he has an orgasm and obviously he's not then having his orgasm and continuing with you. But there are ways around it. The first way around it is to, the obvious one is to take turns. So get into position, but just sort of be quite, you know, passive about it. That's not that much fun. But I would say that you can do it where both of you, one person gets priority. That would be how I'd put it. So it'll be like, okay, we're going to do a 69er. You're still going to be doing some stimulation with your tongue, but it's their turn. Mm. So they get all the joy from you, or you get, so you're doing something with your tongue, but you're not, they're the focus. So the objective is for them to have an orgasm or you to have an orgasm. You also don't have to lick at the same time. So one person could be licking, the other person could be using fingers, a sex toy, which is a lot less, it's easier. So it's much easier if somebody, so say you're, you know, the woman wants a vibrator orgasm and he wants oral sex, it's a lot easier and less stressful to try and keep the licking going. Licking can be quite hard work, really. So that would be how I'd make it more sort of fair on the orgasm thing. In terms of comfort, pillows are a very good thing, either under your head or bottoms, just to even things up. If you're on top, if you try rounding your back, which I'm demonstrating to Kelsey, like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
She said licking 27 times so far, and now she's hunching her back. This is
upsetting. If you round your back, it makes it easier for him to reach you.
Oh,
try it. It does. It makes it easier
to think about. It's just,
I know it is a bit. But here's my final tip, and this is a good one. If you lie side by side, so his head's pointing to your feet, she bends her top leg back, so her knee's in the air and her foot's flat on the bed. So have you got this so far?
Yeah, I'm in the position.
Right. It creates a little triangle with her legs.
Yes.
And then he rests his head on the inside thigh of her bottom leg. So that's, yeah, no, hang on. Did I get
yes,
that
that's right. That is the best thing that anyone's ever explained, because there is no world where a woman wants her, I don't want to be in a manhole, like tucked in between, on top of him, tucked in between his legs with my nose in a place that I don't want it to be.
And it can feel claustrophobic as well.
Yeah, you feel like you can't breathe, and everybody's there, and the woman's always on top, so you feel like you're really tucked in a hole. I love the sideways thing is a nice tip. You should do this for a living.
It is, yeah.
And the one leg on the bed up into a triangle, that makes perfect sense, because now you're on your side, so there's not all
air.
That weight. There's
yes,
air.
That's right.
There's
yeah,
fresh
it's a much
air.
Better idea. It was a much better idea. So I want her to try it and report back. Everyone out there, your job, your homework for this week is to go and have a side-by-side 69er or a 69, depending on how you say it.
Just so you know, if I never 69 again, I won't be upset. I'm at a point.
I feel like it's something you do when you're young.
Yes. And I think it's like, have you ever tried to like tap your head and do this? With your,
rub
you know,
your stomach.
On your stomach, you tap your head at the same time. It's too much for my brain at this point. And then when you say add in a vibrator, I'm like, that's like a team. That's like a Cirque du Soleil type of thing, but good for her.
All right.
Great questions. Keep sending them in. And we hope you guys have a great day filled with wonderful sex.
Yes. Practice your homework. Goodbye. My two sex toy ranges are sold online through lovehoney.com. Super Sex is for everyone, and Edge is designed for men who want to enhance their performance. Thanks for listening to Sex Talk. If you'd like your question answered on the show, send it to us at sextalkpod.com. So that's sextokpod.com. You'll find info about my books, sex products, and more sex advice at tracycox.com. And that's Tracy with an E. If you like this podcast, please send it to your friends and rate and review wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.